Okay, thank you very much. We reconvene this meeting at 11:47. Clearly, the panel took quite some time to consider all of the various points that have been presented, and we've weighed up the various arguments that we have heard. But the condition, the decision of this panel is to grant the license, the premises license for Riverside Park. We had much discussion about the review period. Now, as we are aware, technically there is an opportunity for a review after every single or prior to every single event, and a review can be called by any of the responsible bodies, this authority from taking place. So we do take this very seriously. However, the panel has decided to impose a review period of 36 months from the granting of this licence, after which the performance will be reviewed by the licensing panel. The reason we've picked that this period of time, we're mindful that a lot of these events take a year to plan and come, and we think that will give enough enough opportunity to get a pretty good idea of the widest variety of events that may take place. But as we've stressed, there is an opportunity at every stage for a review to take place. We also would like, if it's not already a standard condition, and without going through the hundreds and hundreds of pages, a condition that the event safety management plan is submitted no less than 12 weeks prior to the event. Is that a standard condition? Well, we're imposing it anyway. we're imposing that condition that you submit the event safety management plan no less than 12 weeks before, but we will allow subsequent updates, because I'm very mindful that planning these events, things change. So I have fallen foul of this as well, but provided that accurate updates are provided. And the other conditions will be, as with Riverside Park, no glass bottles will be permitted in the licence area except behind the bar, and all beverages will be dispensed using polycarbonate glasses, other disposable drinksware and plastic bottles. No glass bottles or cans to be sold.
Chairman, I just clarify one point.
Yes.
In relation to the time-limited condition, namely 36 months, 3 years, my understanding of that would therefore be that the premises licence would expire. So it's not a review, it would be the end of the licence because it's time-limited, which would therefore mean that a new application would need to be made for the premises licence. Because you're time-limiting it.
Make it 2 years.
That was not explained earlier, Mr. Quelch, I would say. We were under the impression that it could just be reviewed.
No, you can't review it. You can time limit it.
Well, I understand
that's
that.
That's the end of it. If you want to think about that, you still haven't made your final decision. You haven't adjourned. You haven't ended the meeting. So you're entitled to reconsider that one based on new legal advice.
Would you like to have a quick chat about that, Mr. Councillor Beale? I think so. We will re-adjourn at 11:52.
Because
would you really be helping if I came in?
I think so, yes.